Is Britain running out of food? This seems an unlikely question, so I've put it to Sean Rickard, who's a food pricing and economist in this area. Now, Sean, come on, this sounds almost ridiculous. The supermarkets are heaving with food. The only thing I can see is that food seems to be going up in price.
Well, the United Kingdom is not running out of food, but the world is. The demand for food is outstripping the world's ability to supply food. And it's because of that fact, that trend, that world food prices are rising. So the reason we see in our supermarkets the price of food now rising much faster than the general rate of inflation, something we have not seen in a generation in this country here, is due to the fact that world markets are under pressure.
Now, this is clearly serious. What are the implications for the UK?
The implications are that, whereas if you go back for the last 30, 40 years, we've enjoyed a situation where the price of food always rose at a rate less than the general rate of inflation. Combine that with people's rising incomes and the affordability of food was steadily improving. That's why it became a much smaller proportion of people's household expenditure and why we managed to spend more money on other things, putting people to work in the rest of the economy. This situation has now been reversed. Food prices for the foreseeable future will rise faster than the general rate of inflation. We're at the moment struggling with incomes, so the affordability of food has reversed. It is now getting less affordable. And of course, this is a basic necessity. And as the pressure bites, so governments in rich countries will come under great pressure to do something about it.
And what is that something?
Well, again, we're going to have to rethink our approach to food production. We've been in love with the organic school, the less intensive school. To talk about industrialised farming was pejorative. We're going to have to recognise that if we're going to meet the world's demand for food, we're going to need a new green revolution. And that new green revolution is going to involve larger scale industrialised farming, and it's also going to involve the application of science in much greater amounts than we've had over recent years. And in particular, we're going to need genetic modification in order to be allowed to produce the food we need in the light of the world running short of water, in light of the world seeing rising energy prices, and with climate change putting greater stress on crops.
We're going to expect some resistance to that, aren't we?
Well, perhaps people who've been well fed and have had the luxury of very cheap food for a number of years could believe that they lived in a world in which they never had to worry about where their food was coming from and what the cost of it was going to be. Unfortunately, that world is now behind us, and people are going to have to think very seriously about the social and moral implications of demanding that we adopt farming systems that produce less, not more food.
Sean, some serious messages there. Thank you very much.